Tenacious Masech, the Menachas, Daf Chaf, Hey, and we will begin at Daf Chaf, Hey, and Aleph, at the top of Amid, at the Mishnah. The subject of, the primary subject of today's Shir is the Suya of Ritzui Tzutz. One of the disqualifications of a Karban Midaraisa is Tumah. And that halacha of Karban Tumah applies whether the Karban that's being brought becomes tamei, the blood of the carbon, the meat of the carbon, the emer of the carbon, or the kohen who's doing the avoida becomes tamei. The halacha is that if the kohen becomes tamei, he is disqualified from doing any of the avoida of the kabbanas, any of the procedures in the kabbana. But the disqualification of tumah is unlike many other disqualifications that we discuss in our Masechta, and Masechta Zvachim. The halacha is, there's a concept of Ritzui Tzitz, that if the carbon, the dam, the kaimitz, the levoina, any of them become tamei, the halacha is that there's Ritzui Tzitz. The question, there are many questions what the Ritzui Tzitz work for. The Ritzui Tzutz of the dam, that if the dam became tamei, what Ritzui Tzutz accomplishes, what Ritzui Tzutz will then accomplish, is that that dam could be used for Zrikas Adin, Zrikas Adan. If the Emrim become tamei, there's a machloikis if the Tzutz will be effective for them. Everybody agrees that Ritzui Tzutz will not be effective for being able to eat the carbon. Furthermore, if there is Ritzui Tzitz, it's considered as if all of the steps of the carbon have been followed. And once we have a situation that all of the steps of the carbon have been followed, then the halacha will be that the carbon is pigel, if there was a machshavas pigel, with the other conditions that pigel comes with. On the other hand, if the carbon was subject to mila till now, the carbon will not be subject to mila anymore. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, has a machloikis. Under what circumstances do we have Ritzui Tzitz? Is Ritzui Tzitz only effective when the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol? Or is it effective even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz? Reb Shimon's opinion is, whether the kohen is wearing the tzitz or whether or not the tzitz has the ability to be meratza. Reb Yehuda's opinion is that only when the kohen is wearing the tzitz does it have the ability to affect what it affects. If it's broken, if he's not wearing it, doesn't have any effect. However, if the tzitz is broken, then even Reb Shimon will agree that the tzitz is not effective. The Migdash David asks a question that the halacha is that the tzitz is only, according to the opinion, the tzitz is only meratza when the kohen gadol is wearing it. So then, because why doesn't the kohen always wear the tzitz in case there's such a problem? The answer is because on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol cannot wear the tzitz when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's two explanations. One, because Ein Kateg Nasus and Neger, when the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can't be wearing any gold. Or the Kohen Gadol either wears 4 begadim or 8 begadim. There's no such thing as just wearing 5, the 4 Big Day Lovin and the Tzitz. There's another Machlokes Rishonim. When is the Tzitz Meratza? If the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz in order to be meratza, when will it be meratza? Is it when the tumah took place, or is it when the carbon that's tumei is taking place? The Rishonim also debate, when we speak about Ritzui Tzitz, is that something that we can rely on l'chatchila, or it's only b'diavad? opinion of Rashi and Tosfos is the halach of tzitzis meratza is medaraisa if we have a situation of tumah. If it's the circumstances where the halach is that the tzitz is effective, it's effective. The Yerushalmi seems to learn that we don't rely on ritzu tzitz l'chatchila. As we said, the tzitz is not just meratza on dam that became tamei. The halach is that it's also meratza on the kimutz, kaimutz, which is the subject in our Masechta. The Yerushalmi, however, says that the tzitz is meratza only after the dam is in the kli sharus. But if the dam is not yet in the kli sharus, then the halacha is that the tzitz does not have the ability to meratza. So says the Mishnah, nitma kaimitz, if the kaimitz of the Karban Mincha got tamei v'krivoi, and it was brought on the Mizbeach, and this halacha, as we're going to see, applies to any type of tumah. The halacha tzitz, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, as we just discussed, there's a discussion, does it mean while he's wearing it, even when he's not wearing it, the tzitz meratza. However, yotzah, if the kaimitz was taken chutz la'azara, and then after it was taken chutz la'azara, the krivoi, it's brought back into the azara to be brought on the mizbeach. For that, ain't a tzitz meratza. For that, the tzitz cannot be effective. Why? Shitz meratza. The tzitz could only be effective al tamei for something that's related to tumah ven meratza al yotze. But it does not have any effect on something that was taken out of the azara. Tarabon on the Gemara begins, as we said, to discuss the halacha of tzitz meratza. Tana Rabbanan, the Torah says regarding the tzitz, v'haya metzach aroin, v'asa arnas avoyin ha-kadoshim, the avoida of kachim could be covered by the fact that the tzitz is being worn by the kohen, or belong to the kohen, according to the different opinions that we said. But as the Rishonim point out, if we look at the wording of this pasuk, the pasuk says avoin. Avoin akotshim is a loshin yachid, and therefore, since the Torah is using a loshin yachid, we need to discover exactly which avera is the tzitz going to be effective for. V'chi eza oven hu noisei, which avera is that, or which disqualification of the carbon will the tzitz be helpful for? If we will suggest that while the Kohen did any of the voidus on the carbon, as we've discussed so many times, he had a machshava chutzlum kaimai that he's going to eat or do one of the avoidus of the carbon outside where it's supposed to be done, says the Gemara, that can't be, because a reikva nemar, the Torah, when it discusses the loch of chutzlum kaimai, and Parshas Tzav says Hamakrav Oisai Loi Choshev Loi Pigliya, and from here we learn that the avera a pigle cannot be forgiven under any circumstances. Vim Timer Avon Noiser, that again this is the Machshavas Pigle, actually the more serious Machshavas Pigle of Chutz Mekaymai, that also is impossible. Not clear, that certainly too. The tzitz cannot be helpful for. Rekvanema, the Torah says, which the pasuk that teaches us about the halacha of chutz l'mizmanoi, the Torah says, v'moch yachol v'yoyim hashlishi pigelhu lo yiratza. Ha'ena nasa el avoyin tuma. And as all the Rishonim point out, we just said that the definition of avoyin noiser means that there was a machshavis avoyin noiser that is going to do chutz l'mizmanoi. It can't, however, be, as we will maybe explain simply, avoy noiser that the carbon became noiser. And the reason is because avoy noiser, it means that the carbon, if we're going to explain that avoy noiser means that the carbon became noiser, there's no way to assume that the tzitz can be effective in that situation. Because If when you brought the carbon, you brought the carbon properly, and you didn't have any machshava, and then you left the carbon nicer past the time it's supposed to be left, that can't retroactively disqualify your carbon. So, of course, the definition of nicer cannot mean, that, as we normally explain the word nicer to mean, that you left it past the right time, because a carbon that was left past the right time cannot become, it cannot retroactively become possible. And therefore, the definition of nicer is as we defined it. We defined it that there was a machshava of chutz lezmanoi. Hayne nicer, so by process of elimination, says the Gemara, which aveira does the tzitz cover? Davayin tuma. The aveira of tuma, for example, that the dam became tamei, and that the halacha is that the tzitz will make that you could sprinkle that blood anyway. Shehotra maklala, because we have an example where we see that tuma is a more lenient type of aveira. Shehotra maklala b'tzibur, that the halacha is that tuma hotra b'tzibur, that when a carbon that the Torah, that if the tzibur is mostly tamei, the halacha is that you could bring the carbon b'tuma. And the way the Mefarshim explain this Gemara is that if by tzibur the halacha is you could bring the carbon l'chatchila when you're tamei, so the tzitz could at least accomplish that much, that when a carbon yachid is being brought b'tuma, the tzitz will accomplish that tzitz is meratza. There's an often asked question when the Gemara says tuma hutra b'tzibur, what does that mean? Does it mean hutra? The lechatchila, when the people who are bringing the carbon, most of the people who are bringing the carbon are tamei, hutra b'tzibur means lechatchila, we could rely on that? Or does tuma hutra b'tzibur mean that it's dechuya? It's not something that lechatchila we're lenient with. It's only something that is acceptable reluctantly. So the Gemara Masechta Yuma wants to say that the fact that our Gemara is saying that Tumma Hutra B'tzibur is a reason to say that Tumma is a more lenient Aveira is a riot that it's not just Tuchuya, it's Hutra. The Noida Behuda, however, says that it's not necessarily a compelling Raya. And even if we'll say that it's Tuchuya, even if it's Tuchuya, we'll say that it's still a proof that it's not such a significant Aveira, and therefore the tzitz is not meratzah. So now the question is that we're saying that what's the reason the tzitz is meratzah on tuma? It's because since we find the concept of tuma hotra b'tzibur, so we extend it to say tzitz is meratzah. So that would open up an interesting conversation. Because even though, as we just said, there is a concept of tuma hotra b'tzibur, but the question is, when we discuss tuma hotra b'tzibur, what does that mean? Are we to say that tuma hotra b'tzibur is not by all tumas? So we're connecting the halacha of tzitz meratzah. Would that actually suggest that we only say tuma hotra b'tzibur, that we say tzitz meratzah only on the tumas the tuma hotra b'tzibur? And I saw that the Shas Tshuva Smichas Baruch says that we're not to understand the Gemara here, that these two halachas are necessarily traveling together. We're just showing that since tuma is the type of an aveira, for which the type of a situation that we find the Torah is lenient, so that's why we'll say that if there's a concept of tzitz meratzah, it must be referring to tuma. Maskula Rav Zeira, and this asks Rav Zeira, maybe the tzitz is meratza on the aveira, that if the carbon was taken out of the azara, that it becomes kosher, that tzitz meratza, if it's brought back and put on the mizbeach, it'll be fine. Why would I say that? Shehut the mechlala b'boma. The halacha is that before the Mishkan was built, everybody was allowed to have a boma. Once the Mishkan was built, the halacha became that bamas were asur. But as we learned very extensively at the end of Masechta Zvachim, after they entered Eretz Yisrael, for the first 14 years, the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and at that time, you were allowed to bring Kabbanos on the Bama, until the Mishkan was erected in Shiloh, and that remained, the Bamas were Asur, until it was in Goiv, Niva, and Noiv and Givain, right before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then Bamas became Asur. So we see that Bamas, at different points of our history, were mutter. And therefore, since Bamas were mutter, so Yoitze was mutter, maybe that's what the tzitz is meratza. Amalei Abaya says, Abaya, the tzitz cannot be meratza for that aveira. Why? Shamakra, the pasuk says, regarding the tzitz, l'rotzen l'chem l'fnei Hashem. So we learn from here, oven l'fnei Hashem, an aveira that takes place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, on that the tzitz is meratza. Avoin the yoitza, but if the aveira that we're speaking about is that the carbon was taken out of the azara, that's not lifnei Hashem. That's not in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it can't be what it means. Says the Gemara Maskula of Ila, Ema avoin small. We've learned so many times that the kabbanos should really be brought on the right hand. And if the carbon was brought on the left hand, the halacha is that's not a proper way of bringing carbon. Maybe the halacha will be that if the carbon was brought on the left hand, the tzitz will be meratza. So, and why would we say so? Shotem b'chol b'Yom Kippurim. We know in Yom Kippur, a very big part of the avodah of Yom Kippur is taking the tyrus into the kachay kachim, and the halacha is that they needed two hands. One hand to hold the pan and the fire and the coal. That was the right hand. The left hand, they held the k'tiris. So we see that the left hand is a less serious type of an aveira. The Meshech Chochma says that why is it that on Yom Kippur we did an aveira even with the left hand? So he explains that the right hand represents Ruchnius. And he says the left hand actually represents Gashmius. So all year round, we have the right hand that we're using for Ruchnius, and we have the left hand that we're using for Gashmius. But Yom Kippur, he explains, is a day that there is no Gashmius, and whatever Gashmius there is all really Ruchnius. That's why on Yom Kippur, we do the Avodah with the left hand also. And that's why the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the aveira of the left hand, of doing the avoidant of the left hand, is not so serious. And that's what the tzitz is meratza. Amalei Abaya, we can't suggest that the tzitz is meratza on aveira from some avoidant was done on left hand. Amakra, the pasuk says, V'nasa aroin as avoin hakotshin. Avoin shayyaba, the aveira that was always there, the chisav. And I sometimes say it's mutar. Lafuke Yom Kippurim, as we just explained, it's not just that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to do the avodah with the left hand. On Yom Kippur, we just explained, is that we're supposed to be doing the avodah with the left hand. And therefore, since we're supposed to do the avodah with the left hand, so that's why we can't, what does tzitz meratza mean? That we did something wrong, but the Torah was mechadish that the tzitz is meratza. But here, it's not that we're doing something wrong. It's what the way we explained it, it's very geschmack. It's the Torah specifically wants us to do the avoda with the left hand. The Rav Chaim Briska says that the Gemara Masech Tamid, when it describes how the avoda of the Torah was done, says they filled up chafnav, both palms with Torah. And that was all year round. So ask Rav Chaim, why is the Gemara saying Yom Kippur is the time that we do the avoid of the Torah with the left hand? According to the Gemara Masech Tamid, all year round, the avoid was done with the left hand. So, explains Rav Chaim, the avoid on Yom Kippur of carrying the Torah in the left hand is a part of the avoid of the halacha on Yom Kippur, carrying. We know we have to carry the Torah as we described into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yes, all year round, they might have scooped up the Torah. The Kohen who's doing the Torah might not just use his right hand to scoop up the Torah with his left hand. But that's not considered an act of avoida. Rav Ashi gives another reason why we'll suggest that the tzitz is not coming to cover if the avoida was done with the left hand. Because the pasuk that speaks about the tzitz says, V'nos aroin as avoin ha-kadoshim. So we see that the tzitz is speaking about something that refers to the carbon. The left hand issue is not something that refers to the carbon. It's magdishim. It refers to the people who are carrying the carbon. So, of course, the Rishonim asked the question that the Rambam's opinion is that tzitz is meratze even if the kohen is tamei. So we see that the tzitz is not just referring to the carbon, but also to the person that does the avoda. So they explain that when we say ein tzitz meratze avoin hakadoshim, that the person who did the avoda when he was tamei, that avera can never be covered up. The question is on the carbon. But even if we're going to learn that if the carbon was done by somebody who's tamei, that tzitz will cover it, it still doesn't create that avera is taken away. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Simi Breder of Edi l'Rav Ashi, V'amalei Rav Simi Breder of Ashi l'Rav Ashi, V'eima avoyim b'almum. Maybe what the tzitz covers is a kohen who did the avoda, that if the carbon had a mum, which we know we're not allowed to bring an animal that's a baal mum, it will cover it. Shorter mechala b'ayfus, and again, we're looking for a place where the Torah was lenient on that avera. We see that the Torah was lenient on that avera with birds. Dama, we've often learned that the halacha is tamas v'zachris b'behema. An animal that's brought a carbon has to be a tam. It may not be a baal mum. Many times the Torah requires that it be a zachar, be a male. Vein tamas v'zachris b'ayfus, but those halachas don't apply by birds. We see that the Torah was more lenient by baal mum. Amalei alech amakra. The pasuk says regarding a baal mum, V'shav v'sev seruv v'kolot the dover tassoi soi ul neder lo yirotza kiloi lirotzen kikol hashem b'mum lo yisakrivu kiloi lirotzen yilachem. The Torah explicitly says that we don't want kabbonis that are b'mum, and nothing could change that. Tan Rabbana continues Gemara, dam shenitma, if the dam of a carbon became tamei v'zorkoi and it was anyway spritzed on the mizbeach, if it was done b'shoigig Horza, b'shayig, it means that it's the carbon is effective, but b'mezid, if it was done b'mezid, loy horza, and the carbon remains possible. B'medvar mamurim continues the brisa b'yachid that was said by carbon yachid av b'tzibur, if it's carbon tzibur, bein b'shayig bein b'mezid horza, whether it's done b'shayig b'mezid. Hurtza. Iva continues the brisa, and the Gemara gives different explanations in Masechta Pesachim why. One is because we have this concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so we see that by Tzibur the halacha is more lenient, and also that the halacha of carbon that was done by Mezid, we can't point the finger that much at a tzibur as we can at a yochid. Continues the Gemara, Obayvi Kachavim. The halach is that an Oyvi Kachavim can bring a carbon, but an Oyvi Kachavim, whether it was done, if the carbon was brought to Tumah, Bein Bishogi, Bein Bemezid, Bein Ba'oinis, Bein Barotzoin, Loi Hortzo. So, number one, the Rishonim point out that Mezid and Rotzin are synonymous. Just because the Braisa said shoyig and oinus, to stay consistent, the Braisa also used the words mezid and rotzen, even though they are synonymous. And the Briskarov says that two reasons why tzitz is not meratz on a carbon of a nachri. One is because the Torah said that it's only effective for carbon of Yisrael, not for carbon of Chavim. In other words, tzitz being meratz is a chiddush, and the chiddush was only said by a carbon of Yisrael, not by a carbon of an Akum. Another pshat is that the whole carbon of a Nochri is not really here for kapara. Tzitz meratzah is that the tzitz is here to bring kapara. But the Nochri's carbon doesn't anyway affect kapara, and that's why the tzitz is meratz, not meratzah. Says the Gemara, asked the Gemara of Ramini, is that true? That by carbon yachid that was done by mezid, the tzitz is not meratzah. There's another brisa. The brisa says, al ma tzitz meratzah, al adam val abosa al chelev shenitma, bein b'shargi bein b'mezid, Bein b'oynus, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochem, bein b'yochem, bein b'tzibur. So we see that it applies in all cases. Amar Rav Yosef Lakasha. The Braisa that says that there's no difference between shoygig and moizid, says the Amar Rav Yosef. It's the opinion of Rav Yosef. The first Braisa that differentiates between shoygig and moizid is the opinion of the Rabbanim. The Tanya, the Braisa speaks about taking off truma from Paris. And the halacha is, ein tarmin min atame al atar. One should not take off produce. The halacha is, you could have a number of batches of produce, Paris, and you don't have to take off from each barrel separately. You could take off from one barrel for all. But the halacha is, you're not allowed to take Paris that are tame to be Paris, to be truma for Paris that are Tahor. And the reason most Rishonim explain is that because there's a halacha, you're not allowed to take off truma min ara ala yafa. Taking truma min atame ala tahor is a violation of min ara ala yafa. Another pshat is that the Torah says that when we give the truma to the kohen, titen loy, give it to the kohen that he should be able to enjoy it. And the Gemara often explains, loy v'loy lo'oyroy. Give it to him that he should be able to eat it and enjoy it and not have to burn it. But if we're going to take from Tamei al-Tor, we're going to have to burn it. The halach is, ain't Tamei min atar al-Tamei. From Tarim, if you did, b'shayig, that you didn't realize that you were doing so. The halach is, truma asa truma. B'mezid, but if you did it, b'mezid, ain't truma asa truma. What you did is, ineffective. Rabbi Yosemer, bein b'shog, bein b'mezid, bein truma sa truma. So we see we have this machloikus by truma, and the Gemara is saying the same machloikus will be regarding a carbon that's tamei. The reason why Rabbi Yosi holds that if you took min atamei al atar, it's acceptable, because the pasuk says, regarding taking min ara ala yafa, which we're saying is the main reason that it's asur, is because the pasuk says lo sisul of chait barimchem has chabam emano. You'll get an aveira. If what you're doing is ineffective, then you shouldn't get an aveira. So we see that it's effective. Ask the Gemara, aim the shamalei le Rabbi Yosi de loikarnas. The Rabbi Yosi did not make a knas that somebody took min ara ala yafa min atayma el tor, that it's not acceptable. But here we're speaking about a different concept altogether, as the Gemara. The Meratza Tzitz al Achilas Mishamitle, where do we see that it's going to hold that the Tzitz could be effective? For Tanya, as the Gemara, I'll even prove it to you, because Rabbi Lezer Oimer had Tzitz Meratza al Achilas, and Rabbi Yossi Oimer had Tzitz Meratza al Achilas. Rabbi Yossi is much more limiting in the effectiveness of the Tzitz. So we see that he's not just going to say the Tzitz works. Says Mar, because of the question, Epech. And we'll say, that tzitz can't give you permission to eat something that was tamei, Rabbi Yosi Aymer, at tzitz meratz alachilis. So we see that Rabbi Yosi has a much more lenient approach to the tzitz, and it'll be lenient by memezid also. Maskler Rav Sheshes, ask Rav Sheshes on what we just did, or what the Gemara just did, Amim Matzis Apchilei. Now, can we reverse the positions and say the Rebbe Lezer holds Deina Tzitz Meratza Lachilis? And Rebbe Yosi holds Tzitz Meratza. But Tanya, the Braisa says, regarding somebody who eats Kachim when he's Tamei. Yochel Basar Shenitlof Nei Zrikas Dam. We would think that if the Basar became Tamei before Zrikas Dam, Yei Chayov and Olam Shem Tama, then you'll be Chayiv for karis, feeding you when you're tummy. Tamaloymer, kol tar yoach basar. And then the pasuk says, "Anefesh shtach basar mizevach hashlam hashal Hashem b'tomasa loy v'nichrasa anefeshim ameah." Says the Gemara, "Anitet al tayrim, any basar that may be eaten to some by somebody who's tar chayav lo mishum tuma. Shein anitet al tayrim, they shein chayav lo mishum tuma." The she'enin etelach tayrim, the halacha of anything that can't be eaten, even to tayrim, that means basar before zrik sadam, because basar before zrik sadam, no one may eat. Echayav olam shem tuma. Continues the brisa, oy enay, or maybe we should learn the pasuk Ella to teach us hanechel tayrim, meat that can't be tayrim, chayav olam shem tuma. Somebody who's tamei will be chay for eating it. She'enin echel tayrim. If it's not edible to Hirim, and Chayalam Shem Tuma. And that, if that will be the case, Oitzni Eshalon, meat that was left over, that wasn't eaten by the time it's supposed to be eaten up, Yoitzu, where we spoke about it, was taken Chutz Lazara, Kabonis, that are taken out of the Azara, that may not be taken out of the Azara. She'enan Nechalim L'Tahirim, this is meat that even a Tar can't eat. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "V'nefesh shtach basa v'zevach shlom al Hashem." Riba, the pasuk is saying that even these types of meat, which tahir may not eat, there's a chiyuv karis if somebody whose tummy eats that. Continues the brisa, "Yachal shenimarba as a bigulim." We would think that if a carbon became possible because it's pigul versus nesaris. Pigula means that it was machshavas, as we said earlier in the shir. Pigula means that it was machshavas chutz l'mekaymai. Nesaras means a chutz l'zmanai. That there should be a chiyuv tuma if you eat it when you. There should be a separate chiyuv karis feeding this type of carbon where you tamei. Says the Gemara, nisrus hainalon. So the Gemara goes first. Doesn't nisrus mean meat that was left past the place? Ella says the Gemara afe pigulim kamai. Noisrus, that the kibugulim are like noiser, tamalayma, mibzevach ashlamim meat, only on something that's zevach ashlamim, some of the bars ashlamim could be chayiv eating karis when you're tamay, not all. So the Gemara, Brisa continues, ma'al risal rabbis is eila, why are you telling me that yoitz velon, if they're eaten after the zrika, Betuma Yechayv Karis, Lahoitzis Elu, and to say that if something is pigle, that there is no Chiv Karis feeding them when you're Tame, answers the Braisa. Acha Shariba Akasav, the Apostle says, Ashal Hashem, that comes to include more meat in the Isser of eating it when you're Tame, or Meat. But the Apostle says, Mizevach Ashlamim, some meat is a Chiv for eating with Tame, and some not. Amarta, Marbadnis Elo Shois Loshakasa Kosher, Kasa Kachim, that the Zrika Saddam was done properly, and then they became disqualified because Lon Ayotse, a subject to the Isser of eating when you're Tame. A Maitse in this Elo, whereas Pigle was never, Shloi Hois Loi Shasa Kosher was never edible. Vim Timer, if we'll say that only meat that had a shasa kosher has the iser of eating it when you're tamei. If that's the case, basa shenitin lefnei zrik stam, vach lach zrik stam, nei machayolam shum tuma. If we take this line of reasoning, basa that became tamei before zrik stam, so it never had a shasa kosher, why would we say that it's subject to iser eating when you're tamei? Says the Gemara, because we say tzitz meratza. So we say that because the basar never really is considered okay. Why is the basar considered okay? Because the tzitz was meratza, the zrika, even though it became tamei. But as we said at the beginning of a shir, it won't make it allowed to be eaten. It will only give you credit for the carbon. Says the Gemara. So we see from here that basar that became tamei, that we say nitma, if the basa became tummy before the zrika, in, and then you'll eat it after the zrika, you'll be chayiv for eating a carbon when you want the basa became tummy, and you eat it after, the chayiv karis, because tzitz meratza. But yoitza, it was taken out before the zrika, and therefore it never had a shasa kosher, and we don't have tzitz meratza. There we don't have, so because tzitz is meratza on yoitza, so there nothing will be helpful. Now the Gemara brings back a machloikus that we've discussed in previous shiur. And that's the question, if some of the kabbanis, if some of the meat was taken out, is the zrika still effective? The subject of zrika mayalus l'yotzei, which is primarily a machloikus in Masech Demila davavim beis. So makes the Gemara its point. Mat shamadle, who is the one with the opinion that holds ein zrika me'elus l'yotzei, that if that the zrika that is done will not be effective for meat that was taken out, and therefore, Reb Lez's opinion is that the meat that was taken out, even if I do zrika, it's meaningless, as if there was no zrik sadam. What the Gemara over there, as we learned previously in our Masechta, is primarily focusing on the issam ila. The halacha is that a carbon becomes, as soon as you designate an animal to be kachi kachim, it becomes subject to me'ila. What takes away this me'ila? The zrika. But, because it's no longer in the category of kachi Hashem. So if the zrika is effective when the basa was taken out, so now it's not subject to me'ila anymore. That is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lez's opinion is that the zrika is not effective for basa that was taken out, and therefore it remains subject to me'ila. So we see over here, this b'raisa must be following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, because this b'raisa is saying that the zrika is not effective for the meat that went out. And yet the b'raisa says that merat tzitz al achilis, that the tzitz, the basar that became tamei, is considered kachim, and if somebody will eat it, because tzitz is meratza, it's considered full-fledged kachim, and therefore it's the halacha is that it's mutter to be eaten by people who are tar. Only somebody whose tummy may not eat it. Why? Because tzitz meratza al achilis. The tzitz means that you're allowed to eat it. So it's very interesting. On one hand, Rabbi Lezer is a machmer, and he says that the basar that's taken, you can't, the zrika is not effective for yotzi, but he does hold that the tzitz makes them permissible to be eaten. So we see that this b'raisa has to be following that the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, that, and to say that Rabbi Lezer holds ein tzitz meratza al achilis, and Rabbi Yossi holds tzitz meratza al achilis, is not a tenable position. So now we're back to the question, how do we reconcile the two b'raisas? The one b'raisa says the tzitz is not meratza b'mezid, and the other b'raisa says that it is. Answers the Gemara, Elam Rav Chisda l'kasha. The b'raisa that says that the tzitz is meratza both b'shoyig and b'mezid represents the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. The b'raisa that differentiates between shoyig and mezid, says the Gemara, reflects the opinion of the Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, Amar, the Shamlai Rabbi Lezer, when do we say the Rabbi Lezer say his opinion, the Meratza al Achilis, that the tzitz is effective, that even you could eat that carbon that was tamei, or the loy karnas, that he doesn't make a knas by mezid like he does b'shoygi mishamadlei? Says the Gemara, yes. In we heard Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that we don't make a gzera mezid or tushoygi. And the Gemara says, where do we see that in? Just like we find that Rabbi Yossi said by the Truma that we said earlier in the Shir, Rabbi Yossi says Chazal did not make Gzera Mezid. Shamlei Rabbi Lezer, Tanya Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Beim B'Shoygig Beim V'Mezid Truma Sa Truma, and that's why he'll hold here as well that the Tzitz will hear. That the tzitz is meratza, says the Gemara. Aim of the Shamalai Rabbi Lezer. Where did Rabbi Lezer take this lenient approach. Amen to Shavuot, Rabbi Lezer. But Truma, tequila, Truma is not as strict as Kachim. But ask the Gemara, Kachim, the Chamiri, Kachim, which are more serious, Mishamlei, that he doesn't make a Knas b'mezid. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, says the Gemara, even though we don't have a precedent for that, Im Kain, Haman Tarmi. Yes, we don't have a clear precedent, says the Gemara, the Rebbe Lezer is not going to make a Knas b'mezid. But we have to say so, because otherwise we have the steer of the Brises without a good answer. Ravina Amar, Ravina has a different way of answering the Brises. Tumasoi, if the Bain b'mezid, Bain b'shogi Bain b'mezid, if the dam became Tamei, it doesn't make a difference. The dam or the bus became Tamei. We don't differentiate between shogi and mezid. Chitz is meratza. When it comes to speaking about the Zrika, if the question was, does Zrika dam b'shogig or mezid? The shogig, if the person that Zrika sadam without realizing, then the halacha is that hurtsa. But if the person knows that it's tamei, he still did Zrika sadam, loy hurtsa. And that's how we reconcile the braises. If the basar becomes tamei, the dam becomes tamei, it doesn't make a difference if they became tamei b'shogig or mezid. If the Zrika was done, that's when we differentiate. Rashayla Omer, Rashayla says the same concept, but just the opposite. If the Zrika was done with Tuma, so there the halacha doesn't differentiate Bein Shoyig Bein Mezer Hurtza. But if we speak about the Basa or the Dam becoming Tamei, if it was B'Shoyig, then the Sritz were Mimratza. But if it was B'Mezid, Loi Hurtza. And the reason Rav Shela takes this approach, explains Tosfos, because if it's Zrika, we could always suggest that the person was so preoccupied with what he's doing, and he didn't realize. But on the meat, we won't take such an approach. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav Shela, according to the way Rav Shela just explained, ask the Gemara, Haduk Tani, Im Nitma Bei Mishogi Remezit. If the carbon itself became Tami, the meat, or Dam became Tamei, Im Nitma Bei Mishogi Remezit, Hurtza carbon. But according to him, it's only by the Zrika we're always lenient. But on the bus or dam, there is a difference between shogig and mezid. So how do we understand the wording of the Braisa? Answers the Gemara Hakkama. Nitma v'shogig, if the became tam v'shogig, zarkoi bein v'shogig, big bein v'mezid. The nitma is only v'shogig, the zarkoi is both v'shogig and mezid. Ask the Gemara umayshna toshma. Ask them, but there's a braisa. The braisa says, "Dam shenitma bezarkoi b'shoygig hurtza b'mezloi hurtza." So here we see that the braisa is not speaking about the zrika, but talking about the basar. We're talking about the zrika, and the braisa is differentiating between shoygig and mezid. But Reb Shela just said that when we speak about the zrika, everybody doesn't. There's no difference between shoygig and mezid. Says the Gemara, this is the way he's going to have to define the braisa. Hakama dam shenitma. The dam became tamei v'zarkoi bein b'shoygig bein b'mezid. It doesn't make a difference. It was shoygig or mezid. Then it's okay. But what we do have to look at is how did it become tamei? If it became tamei b'shoygig, and then we did zrika afterwards, so we'll say hurtzu, we'll rely on ritzitzitz. But if the became Tomei b'mezid, even though now you're doing the Zrika, doesn't make a difference. Since the Tumah on the bus or the dam was b'mezid, loy hurtza, this carbon cannot be helped anymore.